Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yes, I've got to keep the ball in game!
Back,
see when you've got to put on that fake fucking enthusiasm, but that's what I'm here for.
For a long weekend. Oh,
yeah. Last night was fucking, that was one of the worst I've been.
Aye.
Lauren Wilshire, man.
Can you be lonely at Wembley appearances, surely?
Can I be lonely this morning? Can I be lonely this morning walking out that Babbles?
So, just, can we get a, can you zoom in on that fade on the side? No, what side is it? That side?
Is it that side?
So
back?
Talk us through what you asked for.
Just a fade. And he's just fucking blanked the food completely, isn't he?
Why do you go to different hairdressers all the time?
I like just give him a wee try, see what I'm about, put him on the spotlight, but that's obviously it's clearly not working.
See, when you look closely at it, it's fucking horrific, isn't it?
Yours looks all right. I
just go to a guy, wee John up the Commonwealth Village. I'm a bit like Slaney, give everybody a turn, don't we?
I don't know, listen, I like to give him and find out a wee bit of the background, I mean, talk to him a wee bit, but goodness me, I honestly think he was stoned this morning, well, no joke.
What happened to Grogers that you said that?
We feel a wee bit.
How?
Can they go with that? Keep on fucking about with groggers. But he's like, he done this morning, right? He slammed the gel right in the head, right?
Aye.
But see if I was one wee bit, it popped out. He just went like, fuck, getting nipped it off the scissors. Honestly, I'm
okay. Look at the bit standing at the back. Put your head down.
At the top doesn't look that bad, but
he didn't touch it, apart from bits that popped out.
Aye.
Just whack, right, off you go.
Tell you what, dress wise, looking tremendous.
The best of luck.
What is that? Combs? Is that Combs Day?
Combs Day of the
Cacao. How do you say it?
Combs Day Gagons. That's done it.
Oh my god.
No bad, isn't it?
That is alright, man.
What about the bulge?
It's a nice wee jiggy you've gone. Your grandad rope chat.
Is that Doc Cotton?
No, man.
You don't like that.
I'm fucking fragile.
Is that a fake act or scooting?
Fake act or scooting? No, what is it? Gingham or something like that? H&M, mate. 25 quid in the sale. That's a cost because I've seen it. I was going to get it.
Oh, that's the other day. Doc Cotton on the body. Look, Pat Butcher on the horns.
Pat Butcher on the face, mate. Fucking Pat Butcher face. What many times have you been blasting this week?
Oh, once, Friday night.
Have you, big man?
Aye, Friday night was...
I want to know how it came about.
How did it unfold?
She just says to me on a chance.
Did you just lie in the bed waiting?
She just says to me on a chance.
Do you ever lie in the bed doggy waiting for her coming in?
See that? I was at a golf day Saturday night, Kyle Glenn, and the boy, these guys were talking to me, says, they three boys are harsh on you.
Mate, no, it's not a shit though, innit? Because it's see when people say that, we all have a laugh, it's never
no,
any badness.
I know, there's
no
badness, but
I get it worse than MD.
Some of the shite that comes out of your three mouths is pretty shite, like, isn't it?
Aye, but it's just, you just have a laugh.
The main reason I was laughing was it was quite funny, but the fact that he's Wayne sitting there,
I forgot a wee bit last night.
Did you?
Did you, mate?
I just sensed that I needed it, mate.
You needed that, didn't you?
Uh-huh.
Oh, you did need it. Nah, to be
were
fair,
you
I was worried about your day.
Were you?
He's nice and bright today.
What?
You're nice and bright today.
Oh, you need to be careful. What do you do? You did a kind of just fold and go under. Can
aye,
you pull?
Listen, mate, I see how hard you're working. So as long as you keep putting that in, mate.
Nah, yeah, obviously need to look a bit harder then, don't I?
Six games in my word. If you're going to throw tools in after six games in.
Throw the tools in?
So listen, six games in.
Talk about tools.
Oh, no, can I say something again? I don't want to make excuses, but the red cards, watched it back.
No,
is it as bad as what it looked?
Mate, it's not even a full.
He wins the ball, didn't he?
No, that certainly doesn't
happen. And then we go and try and win the game with 10 men, you get hit on the counter, that's what happens, isn't it?
Mate, I was generally going to bring it up. I love the fact she's done that because what's the point of sitting in 1-0 down and,
never.
And just be happy with getting beat? So I seen the red card.
And then,
my
mate,
God.
We bring Dell on, 4-3, we'll go 4-3-2, put Dell in centre up front. Dell's on the pitch for 2 minutes, mate, and dislocates his thumb.
I know, I saw him.
Did he actually disc it?
Mate, you had to come here. Did you hear a crack when the physio cracked it back into place?
Did she?
How's your fitness?
Trained last week, didn't I, twice?
Where was it you, what was it you dislocated?
Mine's dislocated.
Sitting on it?
No, but you just
went a completely different way. I was trying to think a joke to say that, but that was it. No, listen, I trained twice last week and I'm new, I honestly...
What about your goals though? Sorry to interrupt you, but what about your goal?
Mate, this is a joke. Ran for the halfway line.
This will never be seen in Lowland League football again, mate, I'm telling you.
Ran for the halfway line, go to the 18, carry the arms going that way. Just a wee body move, left foot, top bins.
Right.
And the thing was, though, which is the best thing that happened and how it unfolded was one of the boys were out. Wee boy Evan was injured, so it had an extra number I could join in. But in my head, I kept going like myself since we've started. I'm not as fit as these boys, so I need to get fitter before I train. That was the wrong thing. Just get in. Just get in and train, and then you'll just go that way, do you know what I mean? So, listen, as I said, I've said from the start, it's a long season, and a lot of people talk saying, oh, he's no good mentality, he'll gear up, he doesn't want to play, a lot of shite.
Fuck KPL.
We'll see.
We definitely will see. Trained twice last week, so...
What about the three chances I put on a plate for you? We played coaches v middle age group, v younger age group. I think we got dicked, but went in the last game.
We won it.
So the middle team won, so we went, right, we'll play as, the coaches will play as,
Yep. We'll
go a fiver ahead. If you beat us, we'll give you a fiver for the kitty. So we go, right, come on. Mate, within 2 minutes there, 3-0 up, battering us, right? So we stop the game, we go, right, we'll go double our quits, we'll give you a tenner. If we win, 0. If you win, we'll give you a tenner towards the kitty. So it was 7 aside, so 70 quid it would be in the kitty. They were like, right. So we goes like that. Condition is, though, first goal wins it. And they were like, right, only if we start. So Div gets the ball, flings it to one of their players. Somebody goes and tackles, passes it to me, takes a touch, passes it to Gaz Fraser. Gaz
puts it in,
we went fucking mental, boys.
Ballistic.
Sick.
But no, you had. How was Gaz and the coaches? Just too old.
Who's your captain, isn't he?
Such a young man.
But in that, when you played absolutely no part in that.
That full game.
What about your dummy at the wide man?
Yeah, see, we were playing side players, right? See the boy in his eyes, so the boys came up to me, head height. So I've actually jumped early ball with my legs, getting early ball. But there was no sign, man, at the time, didn't I know?
James
had it run it.
But no,
listen.
Puma Kings, mate.
He's actually said to me, I need to get rid of the Puma Kings.
No, I don't mind them.
He's a winger. Pat Nevin, man.
I'm actually going to stick up for him here. Do you know what's worse? I hate the fact you wear trainers, mate.
Do what when I'm put
on? Oh, I hate the fact you wear trainers on the side,
he's
man.
Injured a boy with him on, aren't you? Chris.
Injured a trialist with a pair of new bat. Did I tell you this one?
No.
We got a boy on trial, right? So again, I joined in the games at the end. This boy picks the ball at me and I fucking slide him. But like, I slide with a new pair of New Balance tennis shoes. He's like that. Rolling about the floor, right? So he has to go. The boys in the group chat, the only guy in the history of football to be injured by a New Balance tennis shoe.
Do you train with the New Balance on?
The New Balance.
He was the best player good in 2 weeks ago, weren't they, trainers?
I'm going to come down the morning and watch your bounce.
Join in, mate.
No chance.
I'd love to play against you.
Oh, you'll be playing the bounce game tomorrow?
No, I'm going to come down the watch.
Well, you'll be bouncing on tomorrow.
Oh, I tell you, I'll be bouncing on.
So, no game for the Kinduran?
Kinduran's back this
Harry,
weekend.
Barry, Gary.
I'm back this weekend. League starts Saturday.
I know. What did you do the weekend when the game?
Saturday. I was at a golf day all day.
That was the life of a big man.
I heard from one of the players, Kinduran players, said the game got called off last minute. No explanation why. And then...
Your boys wanted to train, didn't they?
I messaged you in the chat saying that we're going to train. And out of nowhere, that got cancelled, I know. So,
listen, I cancelled everything because I had a golf day at Cow Glen and
that's good for the kids.
60 quid, round of golf.
Do you want to be a golfer buffet, or do you want to be a football coach?
Round of golf, buffet, and as much drink as you want for 60 quid. What
was on the buffet?
Chicken curry, lasagna, or chilli.
Just mix it all in.
Just had a bit of rhythm.
It's not a great buffet though, is it really?
No, you're wanting fucking wings and that, didn't
easy
you?
15 pints.
And how did you get on your golf? Did you win it?
Third.
Were you third,
then? Third, 58.
You're good at a few sports,
aren't
you? I try my heart. I got beat in the semi-final of the club champ, a handicap club champ, shite. Bottled it.
Did you?
I bottled it.
Yeah, by the way, I know we're going to get to them later, but I just want to start off by saying what a result for a man.
What a first off.
Oh.
What a fucking first off. By the way, how about you, Jimmy Cranky, have got sent off?
5'6", Pat Nevin, 60 million.
Pat Nevin.
What a decision to play him, keep Varane on the bench for the biggest striker in the league.
Oh. Never mind. Why? How's Maguire playing ahead of Varane?
Wait, honestly?
Mate,
what's he got in his gut? He's like that constantly. He's like this nut man. Ten Hag's on the side like that.
Just taking eckies, isn't he?
Passing it. And again,
his legs are on eckies.
I don't want to start
what
arguments, but Scott McTominay.
Oh, Doug,
no,
listen.
Mate, honestly.
Are you going to hold your hands up on that one?
No, but my argument was never the fact that it was brilliant. He's no good enough for
Man U. He said he could be Jordan Henderson is for Liverpool.
No, but what I will say is he had the worst second half performance I've ever seen the player. Mate, he was really bad.
I don't know why anybody are surprised.
I'll still stick up for him.
I don't know why anybody are surprised, man. You're getting beat when you've got the exact same team as last year. The guys aren't good enough.
I know, mate.
They're not even. They don't run, but even if they're not good enough on the ball.
What about Rashford's getting linked to a move to PSG?
Mate, I'd drive him there.
They won the Champions League, there you go.
Wait.
Oft, imagine him driving Rashford to Paris.
Farting.
Oh.
Mate, I'd take him in a heartbeat to PSG and I'd help the Man U fans out because he is absolute. What has happened to him?
He
was unbelievable.
Doesn't he care?
Get past men for fun, see now. When that ball comes in, you just know that he's going to miss.
But even Sancho looks average, didn't he?
He looks
Sancho
terrible.
Was a joke.
His reaction to losing the ball.
Yep.
Right, well, look. On the Rangers. Sorry,
can I just say before that, what an appearance for your brother, by the way, on open goal.
Oh, it's my God.
Graham Spears has got the toast. That fucking dinosaur. What is he getting on about? Seriously.
Spears,
well done it.
Honestly.
Listen, Graham Spears is obviously just one of these wee kids that had a tough life, isn't he?
No, but don't make him out now. Don't do that to somebody, because that story was completely genuine. If I know anything about Robbie, is he's got everything about young players coming through football, having their best interests. He told a complete innocent story that meant nothing. I mean, see if a football player at the weekend in SBL or Premier League, whatever it was, went off, needed to talk about all Sky Sports News, people were having a laugh about it. It was absolutely nothing. And that, I mean, he's got irrelevant to that, but do not.
He said something about the wee guy wrote by, didn't he?
Aye.
And then he said something about Darren Fletcher. What happened to Darren Fletcher?
I know.
But it's just.
I don't want to say too much. I don't want to give that guy
unnecessary
publicity, but to be fair, I'm kind of glad he done it, because look at the reaction to his tweet.
No, but you cross the line when you go and be mental health, because people suffer mental health. And
how did he bring mental health in it?
Aye. And it can lead to that or whatever it is. And real people suffer for that. That wasn't that instance whatsoever. No. So don't do that to somebody.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I wonder why every guy keeps needing a shite before a game, though.
Mate, it's mental. He said he took two tablets of... is it iodine or something that stops you doing a shit?
No, he's taking another
one. Two tablets before a game on Friday.
You take...
laxatives?
He's taking laxatives.
Somebody swapping his tablets.
What a performance for your brother.
He was good, wasn't he?
Aye, it was good.
Natural,
I enjoyed it.
And by the way, a natural fucking leader and all be me. Hosting a thing, aren't I?
You're good, by
the way. You are good, mate. Yeah, we podcasting well, wee man. Keep sticking at it, all right?
You're
enjoying it, wee man? Seriously, are you enjoying it?
Every day, every morning I wake up, I keep watching the views and compare them to you. This one year, it's
me. I knew you did, shut up.
I'll end up seeing the views don't go up. I'll start sitting naked all day and eating. I'll be eating to get that hang right. I'll start throwing people under the bus.
No, you've been good.
Yeah, mate, but really good. You know, you won't know.
Is that unedited, that full thing? You like?
No, I was going to say that. See, what you won't know is, well, yous will know, but people probably watching us, see after somebody talks, you'll see there's a wee gap. And that's where I fucked up. So they have to get the editor. They'll have to edit it. Aye, take my time. He doesn't think quick enough. And then I'll tell the answer.
Okay, it happens here, mate.
You're fucking brilliant at the questions after the game, aren't you? 2 minute questions for a fixed answer. You can answer three times.
He's better just interviewing himself after the game, isn't he?
But you can answer three times around all different ways of the answer, and then ask him. And then cut my level.
I've just been right 4-0 and he's like, I'd have done this, I'd have done that.
Do you know what? Sit up in that stand and he's getting pumped 4-0 and I'm sitting there thinking, do I really ask him what I want to ask him? And what I really
of course
want
you
to,
do, mate. Ask him.
What I really wanted to say
it.
Was,
I can take it, mate.
Here, should that get us into a new feature for this year?
What?
You know the new feature, don't you?
Oh, so the new feature, listen, Andy Hardy's been barking about this, didn't you, for months and months. You were on the phone and you kept talking about it, see, genuinely, didn't you? You're all about the people, Andy, didn't you? Well, you're not really, but you want to say you're in front of people.
I think for the live show, some of the best stuff we've done has been live interactions, so try to integrate it into the podcast, isn't it?
Integrate.
See how I fight that in? So what I'm going to start doing
now. Get me a flight back to Glasgow now. What did you hear, Stu?
So what I'm going to start doing now is, on every YouTube video when Keep the Ball on the Ground goes out, we're asking for some fan questions, aren't we, boys? Amazing. We're going to pick the best ones and we're going to answer the fan questions next week. It could be anything. It could be Andy, why is your hair so shit? Slaney, why do you moisturise your face with sandpaper? Si, why are you the worst manager Scottish football's ever seen? Ask anyone, we'll answer it, I swear to God.
Because we really want that.
Wait, how's he? He's part of this fucking coaching staff. How's he not getting pulled up?
Look at his poor face, fuck's sake. Let him after it.
Yesterday, 26 degrees yesterday.
It's covering my hair.
Why is there flies just like
he's head to toe in a jacket and tracksuit.
I'm trying to lose weight. And that heat you sweat like fuck.
What about your strand last week? Did you see it back in the camera?
No, I never, but I did see back my body when I took it away. Wait, put my snip on before that game, mate. Oh, that was terrible.
No wonder you're sitting on the bench every body like that.
Mate, I've not got a great body, but I'm
have you ball. Fucking done it about it on the bench?
What, been on the bench?
Have you pulled him off yet?
Have you seen the Jambos?
And a brilliant
performance of the weekend for me.
What a shout for me, Dundee United till finish first. What a shout.
Mate, they'll be fine.
We're going to come to Dundee United now, but we'll start with Rangers. Two great performances. Well, first half, no great, but second half,
lot of control. Struggled to break down St John's, now do what they do, obviously try and make it difficult. Game could have been different, to be fair, with that chance.
The lowest block I've seen in years.
The Fuller Perth just stood in Rangers' box, it could have been different if St Johnson put away that chance, because it was a big chance. But then second half, Rangers were really good. New signings, Tillman again.
He's great. He is good.
Yep. Matondo in the second half, really good. He is the quickest. He could be the quickest player I've ever seen, mate.
Yeah.
He is absolutely
rapid. What about his reaction
rapid.
To the second goal? Loses it back, wins it back straight away.
You're big on that as well.
Massive on it,
mate. If you can get one loan, actually, for this season.
He might come, isn't
he? Aye. Big Chola as well. 3-3. It does look as if he's that type of striker. See if he's got a chance, he can put
it
away. He
blast it, didn't
he? Mate, he does blast it. But aye, good performance all round, the injuries, and obviously leads him up to a big game during the week.
Anyone else impressed? Tom Lawrence got his first goal. How did Ben Davies look?
Really good, really comfortable.
They didn't need fret,
just kicking the ball, and there's nobody just sitting back. And listen, it's very hard.
It's hard though for St Johnson, going to Ibrox to try and.
I know, but are you no better at least, I mean,
having a go?
Having a bit of a go at it. And listen, I know that football doesn't always work that way. Let's just have a go and it'll work. But it looks for right for the start, we'll just get men behind the ball. And if we kick it up, then we'll just wait for it to come back.
To be fair, Callum Davidson said in his pre match interview, he says, listen, we're obviously going to try and make it difficult and frustrate, but we can't sit in the full time. I'll just wait to get beat. So I think their game plan was to
try get out,
eventually try and get out and hurt Rangers. But
it's a tough one for St John's, and having got a good result last week, and then your next game's Rangers. 1-0 and you're trying to build momentum up, and you end up having to go to Ibrox, and Rangers scored you 4-0. But like you say, that chance early on, it was on the date. It's still a hard chance, but probably should have hit a target at least.
Your man Tillman, brilliant there, isn't he?
Yeah. Oh my God. Does he jump?
He's an American, and
he does really well with that header, but the header against Whitstaff-Coupon.
Union Galilee's or
something. USG, we'll call them.
Red Star.
Mate, what a height that was. Mm-hmm. But for me, he's been the one that's impressed the most out of new signings. I think he's looked really good.
See, even
when his stuff isn't coming off, he's always trying to create, he's always trying to look forward. Like I said last week, always on the half turn, trying to thread through balls. And when it works, he looks like a world beater. But for me, he's been the one that's impressed the most at the new signings.
Have you heard anything for the boys or that? Rangers boys talk about Tillman?
Initially, when he was first in, and boys did say, but there's always that question mark with signings. It's like you need to see it in games because you don't know how they're going to, react to Scottish football, physicality, try to break teams down, because it's probably different to what they've experienced before. But everyone,
who's your go-to guy that tells you about signings?
I'm not telling you my sources. But to be, I could message a few.
Murty, isn't it? He's still in there.
Big Murt's side.
He still stands outside the gates, Murty, didn't he?
Still watches the game upside down.
On his head.
Murty.
Well,
we've got our Dutch correspondent here. What do you think their chances against PSV?
None.
Really?
I think the Rangers are there.
Is PSV that good?
They're excellent.
What are they good at?
Absolutely excellent. Playing the front foot side, very full energy. At home, their atmosphere at the stadium, which will be the same at Ibrox, I think they'll love that PSV. They beat Ajax 5-3, I think it was, and don't know if it was 5-3, but they beat them a couple of weeks ago. They've started the season great. I think they're the real deal, this team.
Wow. Kev, you go along with that?
I couldn't honestly tell you too much about PSV, but what I can tell you about Rangers is in European football, they give ourselves a chance at home, so the first tie is at home, is that right you're saying?
Aye, which is, Rangers have kind of, it's worked for Rangers in the past when they come back to Ajax, you know what they need to do.
But I think if they can get a huge performance tomorrow night, a win, and have like something to go there with, then anything's possible. But if they don't get anything at home, I think it'll be very difficult away from home.
Yeah,
I fancy them.
Rangers over 2 legs.
Mm-hmm. I think. I think they'll get a positive result at home, and then I think away.
What is a positive result in there? A win.
Aye. I think they'll win, whether it's by a goal, 2 goals. I'm not sure. I do think it'll be tight, but I do think they'll win. And then I think Rangers have been good at going over and trying to stifle teams away, and quite often where you think Rangers are going to sit in and. They've ended up coming up with a goal and a counter attack, and you've got the likes of Ryan Kent or Fredo Morelos, who'll probably be fit for it as well. So
I think Rangers have beat better teams than PSV over the last couple of seasons.
Oh, well, so you look at lads like Dortmund and even Leipzig, who are great teams. But yeah.
Listen, PSV are a very good side, and they, they had to beat Monaco, because that Monaco team, mate, see if you look at their squad on paper, I actually fancy Monaco to go through it, to be honest with you, over a tie. But PSV, they beat Ajax at the start of the season as well, so obviously a good team. But for me, I think if Rangers are on it, listen, if Rangers play the way they did in the first league against USG, they're not going through. But if they play the way they're capable, I think they've got more than enough.
Hibs welcome Rangers to Easter Road. Will they pose much a threat? I know they got beat away for Livy, but well, could Rangers have a wee hangover after the PSV game?
Nah, Rangers can't afford to have a hangover even this early in the season. Whatever happens through the week,
they'll have a hangover horn, wouldn't they, like Derek Ferguson?
Yeah, definitely. I had that yesterday, chasing in a bit with the Hoover.
Are you a big man?
I was man marking yesterday, aye. But anyway, for me, whatever happens through the week, Hibs are, I can't see them being much of a threat to Rangers.
Think so?
Not even at Easter Road? Tough place to go, now.
Nah, I think Rangers, I genuinely think Rangers will take care of the Hibs comfortably.
Right. What's Rangers' strongest at 11?
Don't know,
then. What would you say?
If everyone's fit.
Tillerman off the big man?
If everyone's fit, well, there's a question mark over centre-half, because Big Soapy looks if he's injured. Ben Davies hasn't really played and he's been injured. I don't think Sands is a centre-half, even though he has done quite well there. Hollander's not been fit for the past 6 years.
Where is he, man?
I tell you what, as well, I think he's a miss.
He does well in Europe,
doesn't
he?
He's very good when he's playing, but struggling for fitness. So I think there's a big question mark over who the second centre-half will be. But I think Tav, Goldson, I think Yilmaz, they've signed him for £6 million, he's going to play, isn't he? Who plays next to Lundstrom again is a question mark. Ryan Jack or Stephen Davis, Glenn Kamara. Ryan Jack did really well at the weekend, to be fair, so again, there's a question mark there. I think Lawrence probably will be... I think Lawrence will be a big player, I really do.
Yeah.
I think it'll be Lawrence, Tillman, Kent, Morelos. That's what I think will be the front four. I think Tom Lawrence has looked good as well.
Yeah, so do I.
Some
I
squad, like when you start writing half the names, isn't it?
Big think squad, about
it. Strength and depth, it's just getting everybody fit, and obviously the other argument's the goalkeeper. Like obviously John, what do you call him?
He's number one.
Nah, no,
he's a good goalie, mate. He's a good goalie.
But Alan McGregor's number one for me all day. He's a leader on the pitch. The quality is as a goalkeeper. John McLaughlin's not at that level for me. Listen, good number two, but no number one.
Yeah.
No
what about Scotty Arfield? Always fucking scores.
Brilliant. Always, mate.
Brilliant. And he sets up the thought. What a good sub to him.
I think he's
sitting in that big penthouse with the boys.
I think he's perfect for teams that are low block, because I think he's always running behind. He's always stretching it. He's always creating space. That third man run late into the box. Obviously scored that big goal at Livingston in the first game by doing that. Then comes on and he's in the right place at the right time to get a goal at the weekend as well. Now, Scotty's always been brilliant at that. But see what I will say about Scott Arfield? He's so underrated as a technical football player, mate. People think he's a runner.
Is he, Andy? Is he good?
Technically very good, mate. Aye. See him in small-sided games and possession and stuff like that. Scotty's really good.
He loves his music, doesn't he?
Loves it.
He's obsessed with it. I didn't realise how much he loved his music.
He does. Tell you what, he loves this podcast as well.
Does he?
Aye.
He'd be great on here.
He would be very good.
He's a wee bit like Big Chandler.
Is he a bit chirpy?
Kind of how he goes about.
One of the nicest men in football.
Is he?
And very sexy.
He is, he's not
very
bad.
Sexy.
Think
he
was so?
He's nice
I think
guy.
He's got a wee boy look about him. Bang average, Jank. Who do you think's the sexiest in the Rangers team right now? No Murty.
Right, except for Murty, the manager probably.
What was Murty like with the Glazer? What was Murty like with the Glazer?
Bit flabby, mate. To be honest, didn't look after himself.
Who else? Sexy in the Rangers team?
Andy Firth.
Davy Dodds.
Andy Froth.
I'm the manager, mate.
Gio. Manager's got a bit about him, isn't he?
Yeah.
Nah, he's great. He's
Roy McKay's a good looking boy.
Choose an apple for a letterbox, that man. Definitely, you know.
Big Roy, man.
He's lined up for it.
Right,
Paul. What's that back in the day? Big Roy
he
McKay.
He was unreal Deportivo.
100% Scottish.
Some goal scorer.
Bayern Munich.
100% Scottish somewhere.
He has to be,
can't he be McKay?
Scotland probably tried to get him up front years ago, but.
Right, Paul. Selick.
Holy fuck.
You watched him in your mate Jim Lowe's car on the way to the game.
Aye.
What did you make of him? Sensational.
Oh my word. They've come back even better, haven't they?
They've looked very good, mate, aye.
I mean, it's incredible.
This is your favourite bit of the show to say how good.
No, it is looking good, I'm honest.
It is incredible how they've come back. Listen, they've come back how they finished, but even more.
What does that mean, but even more?
They just look even hungrier again, aye. The fit where they play, it's a joy to behold. And I think, but
is that right?
I've
it takes. Listen, again, it takes time. Ange at the start of last season lost three of his first four or five games or whatever it was. Do you know what I mean?
You people compare like, him to Ange.
maybe I would say so, similar aspects. But that's what I'm saying. People right away, has football going to work here? The high press, the constant, like,
bring the fullbacks, mate.
The fullbacks coming in and play. So if you need to stick with it, and when now you're seeing the results, we've seen it last season of teams can win. Celtic Rangers will win through their existence. You'll probably win more games than no. Do you know what I mean? The finances, but there's a way to win, Si, a way that you get reminded more special than other managers, and that's what Andy's doing. It's a joy.
Proper attacking football. Proper attacking football,
which I grew up with. My dad used to always say to me, that's what Celtic is, 4-4-2 wingers. I know it's not 4-4-2 now, but it's the wingers are unbelievable. The speed they play it, it's a joy to behold. But that being said, I think Rangers, and I maybe know for me, just for maybe an analytical point, I think for Rangers' point, Rangers might have a wee bit in their head, don't they? When we play Celtic, we've got the edge of them, how to play against them. Celtic play high press. I'll come in, I'll do a tactical right. Masterclass when the game comes up.
Fancy doing some fucking tactics to Bruno instead of fucking doing it on his own.
So, wait, what I'm talking about is Celtic are very high press. But Rangers are now cutting it out with maybe playing more direct. They're more up and physical.
Do they? Rangers play direct?
And more direct. They sometimes cut that out. They'll play to Goldson, right?
And he'll go
and then Celtic come in, and then they sometimes hit that boyer, and then they get up, and they're physical with Celtic. In the last couple of games, I think they've maybe had that wee bit between their teeth. Listen, we'll talk about that game comes, but it'll be interesting to see how Celtic are in Europe with that style, and because that's where you can be judged.
Yeah. I do agree. I think that's a big question mark because Celtic domestically obviously look very, very good. I think the biggest thing for me is the intensity of the play. In possession, out of possession, boys running behind all the time. You look at the first goal at the weekend, Maeda runs in behind, then Kyogo runs
Taylor
behind.
Taylor coming in there is brilliant, isn't it?
So I think their intensity domestically has obviously been very, very good. But the big question mark is obviously Europe. They've struggled in Europe over the last few years now. Ange didn't have a great go at it last year, but I do agree with Slane. It was very early in his tenure. And Celtic weren't great defensively when Ange first came in, where it was domestically all Europe.
Yeah.
But after that sort of 6 months period, January onward, the defensive record head was ridiculous. And I think if Celtic do well in Europe this year, which I think they can, I think the big thing is how are they defensively, because there's no doubt the quality they've got going forward.
But see, if Ange never hadn't stuck with that in Europe and maybe took a couple of doings, they wouldn't have been better prepared to go and play in Europe this year. I think they're now better prepared because of the stuck with playing like that in Europe last year. If he'd went and fucking sat in the games, you're in the same sort of situation again this year, but I think they're much better.
Mate, there was a great point.
I know people will only like me doing this because it's obviously gone back to Rangers, but when Gerrard came in, they'd done that 4-3-3 and it was a narrow front three. People kept saying for 2 years, why do we not want a wingers wide Ryan Kent 1v1? The year after, Rangers go unbeaten in the league. Because it ties in with what you're saying about Ange. The more you play and the more you stick to your style and the plan A, as everyone calls it, modern day coaching, boys are only going to get used to it. So you stick to plan A and stop going 4-4-2 fucking after 3 weeks. So what is it with the flies in here, mate? It's doing my fucking head in.
They seem to be going used to it.
The more they obviously stick to their game plan, sign players that suit that style, which is massive, which they've done, they're only going to get better playing that way.
We need to give a shout out to Greg Taylor.
Because he's
probably like James Forrest, because he's a Scottish boy, he's received a lot of criticism from fans, but he looks like he's fucking one of Celtic's main players now, doesn't he?
Well, that's what happens. You get somebody, you bring in a left back to put pressure on, you hit to perform, and I think Greg Taylor's totally risen to the occasion. I think he's been excellent. Yesterday was probably his best game. I think even the interview afterwards with Jota talking about how good he was, that's for your
teammates.
That was
good for Jota,
that was very good, I think, because it's great being praised in the press and the media and stuff, but it's the guys running about you when they're praising you, that's what really counts. And I think he started amazing, but the team yesterday, bringing on the three subs, bringing on Jack O'Mackers, and then the goal that he's I think he'll still score high 20s this season.
See, that's what I think. I look at Celtic and I think their strength and depth is
Rangers have got some squad, so Celtic.
Yeah,
but, and then obviously bringing off the big boy Yints off injured, and then obviously bringing on Starfelt, he's got a goal. And I talked about obviously Jota being the best player in the Premier League now, but
is he?
I would still sway to Callum McGregor because he makes everyone else tick. I think he's a reason why that Celtic are, because he just moves that ball quick, always available, always demanding it. Then you can see that what the older allows everybody to have, even O'Reilly, look at O'Reilly now, dinking me balls in between gaps even you think they're trying. Jack O'Mackers' technique for the overhead kick, amazing. But they just look amazing because the fact that pitch yesterday was dry, Even Big Ange said it was dry, the weather was hot, and they still managed to play unbelievable football.
Big Ange looked good and he shat and tied, didn't he?
Looked amazing. Said Simpson said Kilmarnock poor. I don't think Kilmarnock had a chance to be poor because Celtic were that good.
Yeah, it's hard to judge Kilmarnock against Celtic when they're in full flow, isn't it? The two side midfielders play so high.
Yeah.
The two Kilmarnock midfielders, they don't know whether to stay there, play in front of them.
It's difficult.
And you end up just getting pinned in, don't you?
Listen, but at the same time, as much as Celtic and Rangers will beat your Kilmarnock, your St Johnstone, your Hibs and stuff like that, it's all going to boil down to the Old Firms, and like Slaney says, the two different styles, how's that going to play off?
Mate, Derek McInnes has got I've said it so many times, and why I think Kilmarnock will be a dark horse this year is because I think Derek McInnes is a very, very good manager, but his record against Celtic, man, he's took some amount of dudes against Celtic, hasn't he?
Right. Has.
But usually he does actually try and have a go.
Yeah.
At Aberdeen, you should go man for man.
I was handing, wasn't it?
Just big Tam Rogic going back to fullback, Shea Logan following him all the way up front.
Imagine going man for man with that Celtic team now.
No, nah, you come straight off.
Mida is. I've never seen him out of breath, mate. Never seen him sweat.
Just sprints for 90 minutes.
He just sprints for 90 minutes, man.
Doesn't he stop?
That's where you got that tash out, wasn't it? He dies then.
That's
like that. Tash, mate, just tash.
The tash, I need to get it. Tash only works when you need to.
Where did that inspire you? Who inspires you with that?
Dies then.
With the tash?
They're looking like a wee guy I know. A horrible wee leader, by the way.
Aye, I know.
You're fucking reminding me
of him. Well, the only one that rivals Betty Vokes.
Hey, Betty Vokes is worse than him, by the way, but you're right, you're fucking reminding me of him.
Do you think the tash needs to go?
You need to maybe get one of the... You know how you get the makeup things for the eyes?
I need the darker eyebrows as well.
You need the dark.
It's a ginger moustache.
Just to highlight it a wee bit.
Are you superstitious at all?
Nah.
Nah. Never.
Superstitious in what way?
Just with like when you played football, did you have any like routine you used to do?
I used to go up to get my shit on, and then go up the stairs and have a cup of tea and a couple of biscuits.
What in the
players' lounge?
I wouldn't really say that. So that was an actual superstition. Like if you never done that, you'd be
starving.
I did like a rich tea.
Wagyu meal?
Yum.
A rich tea?
Aye.
What a fucking waste.
No, they're the creme de la creme. I'm dunking into the tea, the biscuits.
Oh, rich.
And we see when you burped on the pitch, could you taste rich tea?
Aye. It was night worse when you held it in too long and it fucking broke off.
Did you have any superstitions?
It's a great question, actually.
Just be absolute dog shit every week.
Dog shit, No,
you two used to take a magazine in the toilet, didn't you?
That was before home games, I'd done that. No, but I wasn't listening. That's a lot of nonsense, all that, innit? All that superstition stuff and all that. Because I seen a few boys, a few of the coaches and that going, you sat there last week, you sat there.
Who done that?
James. So.
James who?
Law.
Needs to go, doesn't
he? He will go.
Hearts face Celtic this weekend. Looking forward to that, Andrew. Looking forward to watching it, I mean.
Like, it's got to be tough. Celtic Rangers are obviously really, really strong. They don't have the sort of European fixture midweek, which they sometimes usually do at this stage of the season. We obviously go to Switzerland on Thursday, so 2 days after, got to Celtic Park. But I do have a lot of belief in our team that we could maybe surprise a few by getting a result, but I don't think there's any doubt it's going to be a tough game for us. We took one down at Parkhead last year. I think it was 4-1 towards the end of the season. But I think the rest of the games against Celtic were pretty competitive.
Yep.
It was two or three that were decided by one goal. So I think it's important you start well in the type of games, especially after a European game 3 days later. Why are you laughing when I'm talking?
Nah.
You're laughing. You're joking to say you're going to get a dude. So just say it if you want to say I think it's so important to start well.
Is Big Jig taking his big toe blow to Switzerland?
I've not seen it.
Who was it? Said that on here? Brothers, wasn't it?
Really? Brothers.
Says it's huge.
I think the gap. Do you know what? Hearts are close. The closest taste.
Think the gap is bigger than Paul McGinn's.
No.
I think, but now in Scottish football, I think there is such a massive gap between. I mean, Hearts are almost now creating a wee bit of a last season.
Like 3.
No, if they're a one, certain Rangers are two.
Right.
Hearts kind of falling behind them. But even in Europe, they're like with Alkmaar, and it looks like Scottish football is there's such a big gap now for that league sort of teams like Celtic Rangers, I think.
Could be the record number of points Celtic and Rangers get in the season?
I think it possibly could be. I think last year we said how bad they were last year, and they thought they can't get any worse this year. And we look at some of the signings that some teams have made, especially Dundee United with Stephen Fletcher, and obviously getting the boy Levitt in more full time.
Yeah.
but they've not started great. Yeah. So like Hibs have had two defeats.
Hibs have won in a defeat.
The D-United have got a point. Aberdeen struggle a wee bit. So you're like thinking, I know it's only early days, but them's your teams that you're thinking are going to be top six, whereas Livy's got, what, 6 points, two wins?
Frightening, that. Frightening.
When is David Martindale going to get a credit to deserve?
When's he getting a bigger job?
He's a bit, I've told you, he's my favourite manager in the league.
What, love even him, when you're playing against him?
I just love everything about him. I love the way he is. He's so honest. He's by far the most honest manager.
Yeah.
Any interview, he always tells exactly what it is. And I just don't think he gets anywhere near the credit. Like, you've actually got a question, is Jota the best player in Scotland at the moment? I'm going to go John Ribley. There you go. Because he's a joke, mate.
But even that, is he Joel Nibley's goal?
No, his goal?
See his goal, mate, there's four Hibs defenders on him.
I know, but how well does he do? How well does he do?
He's a good player.
He ragdolled Rangers the first game. He was brilliant against Dundee United last week, and then...
Man, you should sign him, shouldn't
he? Aye.
Man, you should sign him.
He'd be brilliant for Man U.
100%. Is Jota the best? Are you saying best player in Scotland, Jota?
Aye. I think
he is. Asses off seats, innit?
Gets people excited.
Does your dad like him?
Loves him. No, he does. Listen, as I said, with that, the hardest thing in football is to score. Even harder is when you're a winger to score. Because you're not always just in positions to score. So
oh, really? I tell that to Salah, Messi, Ronaldo, everyone that plays that
way. They play
forward.
Almost inside. It's hard to see. But listen, I think he's in a different level. He's came back almost. He could be the next big player, by the way.
And you're still saying it's Barisic?
No, no. At the moment, you could definitely argue Jota, aye, but I think when everyone's fit, it's close.
I say like,
to be honest, I don't even think he's Celtic's best player. I agree with him, I think Cal McGregor.
And I think
Alfredo Morelos is. Do you
like Kyogo that much?
Love Kyogo, mate. Aye. Love him. What do you like? He just runs in behind. Or?
He's so clever, his movement, mate.
But my point on.
They've got a few very, very good players. Yeah.
But my point with Jota is.
You're here to be like Kyogo's.
I went for it.
Uh-huh.
I went for it. But my point on Jota was, as a winger, hard scored goals. Now you've had a wee pop, maybe Sal on that. But look at Ryan Kent, numbers, rubbish.
Yeah.
For numbers.
Good point.
So it's really good that he does that, Jota.
Ah, good point, Paul.
I think he's
a wee dig at him.
Just a wee dig.
How I you think he's definitely...
You've came on my since you posted that.
I think he's player of the month now. Player of the month for the nominations being Joe Nubley and Barry McKay.
So why does Ryan Kent not get that, the numbers that he's getting then? Because I think he's got the same amount of quality and ability now. Am I wrong in saying that?
Maybe style of team, the way they play. Does Jota get more space playing with Celtic than
I also gets? Think that Ryan Kent, I've said it so many times, man, he's seeing James Tavernier's on the right hand side, Gunny Ryan Kent just getting the ball.
Just getting the ball.
Get to the back post, you'll get yourself guaranteed 5 goals.
You're
right, Andy. Good point.
He loves that pet snake, mate. Have you seen the pet snake?
I have. He loves it, mate.
What colour is it?
Green.
Is it?
A fucking reptile, mate.
So what size of snake are we talking?
It's massive.
Is it?
Massive. It's like the ones that like proper like Carl Rooney and that. It's fucking huge.
I hate that about somebody so that because nobody really does that.
Nah.
Like deep in his mind for
but a bit. But he is the type of player that just loves to get the ball at feet.
Aye.
But it's like I say, when you talk about Celtic playing against Celtic and their intensity and that, even people are just constantly running behind. That's how you then get space for yourself to do what aye. You do. But he wants 70 feet to be the one that beats a man creates. But I do agree. I've said it for about three, 4 years. For a guy of his ability, his numbers should be well better than what they are.
Yeah. All right. On to Hearts. I wanted to ask you, because I watched the highlights, have Hearts changed the formation this year? I think it was a 3-4-3 last year. Boyce and Shankland are now playing together. Is that like a 4-2-3-1?
No, it was 3-4-3 at the weekend.
So who plays off the side?
Boyce. It was 4-2-3-1 against Hibs. But we done that last year. We pretty much changed between the two, depending on personnel who are playing against.
During the game, Andy?
Sometimes, depending if it's gone well or no. But the weekend started 3-4-3. I think a big thing of your game plan was obviously Dundee United.
Playing Charlie, you said the big part of it was.
Centre mid. And somebody obviously said as well that Thursday was the biggest shagging they've seen in Holland since 2012. So get off to a fast start.
that game reminded me a lot of that. Fucking.
You sat and watched that game, didn't you?
Oh, wow. I was just getting flashbacks for the whole 90 minutes.
No, but it was obviously got off to a quick start. They've obviously had a long week and that's what we've done. But to be fair to Dundee United, they were the better team after 10 minutes. First 10 minutes for the rest of the first half, they were the better team, controlled the game, weren't causing us too much problems. But second half, we were excellent, really turned it on and scored three big goals. Barry McKay for me again.
He's fucking flying, isn't he?
He's got, I'm saying it right now, he should be in the next Scotland squad.
Yeah, 100%. If he's not in the next Scotland squad, then there's something serious.
Because that's been like a year now, just consistency, numbers, everything.
Do you know what I love? He always looks to play that fucking risky pass, doesn't he?
Say that all the time, mate.
It's never just a safe pass.
It always players that stand out for me are players that try and do the right things, even if they lose the ball every time they go on it, they're still demanding it, they'll still try and create it.
See, he's a striker on that Hearts team. If you're Shankland or Boyce and Barry Mackay's got the ball and he's cutting inside,
you're just running it, you can hit,
that low riser. That low riser over the top. He can play the reverse pass. He's got great technique with the ball. And I think that what an acquisition that was for Hearts.
Oh, he's got a lot of signing.
Oh, come on, you can't fucking...
No, it has been, though, mate.
No, but you can't say that every week, but he done fuck all this week. You can't just...
It was great.
He played right wing back.
Can I not say that at the start of the season?
He's a good utility player.
Somebody slaughtered me for the wing back position.
And I told you when you said it, you almost said that because he played during the pre-season game.
He told me about it, aye.
So he's playing on the four, he's playing on the right of the four?
Mm-hmm. Well, he played one of the wide front three last week, but... Aye, there they played right wing back and he done well. I think he's something a bit different, I suppose, to what we've got, because he's just constantly direct. He's just always driving at players. Every time he gets it, his first thought is just run that way and get at people. And as fullbacks, that's a nightmare to play against. But my big thing for me is, we're three games in, I don't think we've played anywhere near our best yet. And we're 7 points. Mm. A minute away from being nine, so...
Do you worry for Dundee United in terms of top six this year?
I think it'd be tough for them.
Do you, right?
Mm-hmm. I think... they've got good players. See, when you put their team sheet out, it's a good team, names-wise. Jack Ross, maybe he's going to have to take a bit more time to get them playing like maybe how he wants them. I don't know.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Charlie played centre-half in that most of the game so far, then he plays midfield at the weekend. Stephen Fletcher's been brought in to score goals. He scored Saturday for a penalty. Mm. You're maybe expecting a wee bit more. Tony Watt's
the
goal scorer that came in last year to score the goals. He's now playing out in the left. It's like...
I think Fletcher would be better than a two, do you know?
Aye, but Fletcher, why don't go Fletcher three? And Tony Watt?
Yeah, 3-5-2.
Because
Jack Ross has played that at Hibs before, isn't he? 3-5-2.
Is it a case of trying to accommodate all the names into the team to make it look like it's a good team, or do you have to get the balance right? But I think obviously I like Jack Ross.
Yeah, sir.
Aye, sir. Good players, good squad, good manager. Aye, they'll be top six for me.
I'm saying it's got to be tough, but you've got to look at the other
teams. Did I change because he said
no, it's not that. I'm just having to think about it like with Aberdeen, Hibs. Will the likes of Livy and the other teams, they've not exactly got... Like Livy's only one at the other pack that's kind of... The rest are all sitting with 1 point, 2 points or 3 points. It's still early in the season. Dundee United just need to find that formation and system that fits the players and the needs, and I think they'll get on some run of games. But during the week was a shocker.
The goalie lost, I think the goalie lost his hands up somewhere in Amsterdam.
And mate, he lost his hands in Amsterdam and he got them back. He got them back on Sunday and they'll know his hands because he was just as bad on Sunday. He fucking palmed that boy to, who was it? Grant?
George Grant, aye.
Oh my God. Here you go,
George Sam. Grant, man. But where's he came from?
Peterborough.
Oh, he's a good player, isn't he?
He is a good player. He played one of the centre mids at the weekend and he really impressed in pre-season. Didn't start the first game of the season, but he was really good at the weekend.
But it's such a miss, Seagrass, didn't it?
Seagrass,
ah, wow. Uh-huh. Such a miss for them. Yeah. Especially when you go away and you don't know that. You need to be
like,
that Aussie market. So. that Aussie market's getting ransacked.
It is, isn't it?
Right.
It's wild.
It is wild.
But Hearts have kind of opened the gates for it, isn't it? Are you at the stage now in your career that you're not happy, but understand that you might play here now?
No, I'm still desperate to play. I still want to play, no doubt. But yeah, last year I was in it and I played 36 games.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I think this year, I'd imagine, is going to be similar. We've got 26 games for the first game of the World Cup. Wow. 26 games. So I think you just need to be patient. I think last year, obviously that's what I was. And I think any time I came in last year, I'd done really well. I was really happy with my form last year compared to the year before. What, you taxi every shite?
No, good. We came to watch you a couple of times, you're good.
But yeah, then it's got to be the same this year. You've got to deserve a jersey and the boys have started well, 7 points for nine, so you can't complain when
if you're trapping the manager's door and you get 7 points for nine, you need to be fucking there, look at yourself.
Yeah. It's hard to complain.
Yeah, sometimes you just have to accept that team's doing well, just keep doing the things right in training, and there will be games where Andy will fit the needs of what the team are looking for.
Do you know what, I'm so much better at now I'm older as well. See, if I was younger, like you look at my career, any time when I was younger, if I wasn't playing, I went, whether it was loan or somewhere else. But no, I'm a better pro now, I'm more mature. Like I'm still a good teammate if I'm not in the team. Whereas 6-7 years ago, I wouldn't have been that. I'll be honest, which is poorly reflected on me. But now, you've got to be at it. And you've got to be there for your teammates every Monday. You've got to be.
I couldn't imagine you being a good sub.
No. If I was a sub and the boy was ahead of me, I'm hoping he's in a stinker.
I just mean a bit of.
No, but about the place.
Probably a two-faced bastard.
I love that.
I think you all were when you were younger, weren't you?
Aye, when you're younger, you've definitely got that bitterness. But you can, I think especially as well, is like, I always think a big thing when you're younger, you're like, managers don't care about training.
Aye.
But I don't think managers actually do. I don't think you can play your way into team and training.
Right.
I think if I was a manager, I think I'd be the same.
Yeah, like we're saying we think.
I think if somebody had you, an Simon, absolute stinker.
We'll ask you, does anybody in your team get played away into the team for training?
Training's a completely different thing. You could do as well as you want in training, but when you get on that big pitch...
Yep.
Because I would different. Probably compare it to the likes. I look at Alfredo Morelos, thought he was never a great trainer.
But
he's the best player on the pitch at the weekend. Do you know what I mean? So
yeah.
I think managers, I think the big thing with managers is, do you trust him? If you've got trust in a player, you play him.
Yeah.
Even if he's had a stinker for 4 or 5 games, it's different. But
talking to a stinker, Gary gave the penalty away. Oh dear. What's the chances?
Do you want to hear his shout? Boys have came after the game, everyone laughing. So he's laughing. He's like, oh, Gaz, when he gave the penalty. He says he went up to the ref, went, ref! I've won the ball clean as a whistle.
Clean as a whistle, he's telling
me.
It's not a pen. It's not a pen.
When do you fly out to Zurich?
Wednesday after training.
Is it?
Yep.
Exciting.
Is Gary alright flying? Is he alright flying?
I think you'll have the old bad brown paper bag on you, just in case.
The game's Thursday, you're flying out Wednesday?
Yep.
Oh, that's so exciting, mate. Tuesday.
Can't wait. Because we've been guaranteed Europe now since...
Aye.
Well, I mean, obviously it looked as if we're going to get third for a good while with the season still to play, but we've been guaranteed it since basically April.
Yeah.
So it's been a long time waiting to even see the draw, then get the draw, and then going into the first fixture. So it'll be a tough test, mate. That team won the league.
Brilliant.
They won the Swiss league that last year by 16 points over Young Boys and Bow. I think they're 1 point for first four games.
Yeah.
I think they lost their best player, but. If you lose one player or two players, you're not going to go for champions to bottom of the league. So it's obviously a bad start for them, but they'll still be very good.
Andy, what does this mean just for the people that don't know? If you win this tie, you're going to Europa League?
Yeah.
Gary will get homesick, won't he?
I tell you what,
I worry for him.
He
gets travel sick, doesn't he?
Who, Gaz?
Gary.
Aye.
Thurzo must be near Switzerland. Is it? No.
No,
that's by the way, what the standard? That would be unbelievable you just get in that.
I know. I'm looking forward to the Tynecastle games as well, because Tynecastle is very good when tiny. it's a big game.
When was the last time Hearts were in like big nights of Europe? Probably the times of Templeton when they played Liverpool.
That was good, wasn't it? Liverpool, that's right.
But that was the qualifiers and all, wasn't it?
2013, somebody told me. I don't know if that's true or not. But
2013.
Who are you remember?
Sure, somebody said 2013. Gaz?
No, I am not. Get a vlog.
Right. Vlog it when he's in there.
Time has he got his bed at 7:30?
Half six,
get those fucking lights out, Andrew.
Heats up his milk and goes to bed.
Reads the Bible before his bed, doesn't
he? Who did you, when you went away any trips, who did you love sharing with the most?
Paddy. She had a Paddy a couple of times. Brilliant, oh, brilliant, man. We'd get everyone in the room and do pranks. The best.
Brilliant.
Paddy McCourt?
What was it? Did you see that one you told?
That's mad how you. Sorry.
No, not at all.
No, I don't know why I ended up. That was shit for me.
No, I like that for you. Put me down.
But why could he just no play more than 30 minutes every game?
Because his back was fucked.
Was it his back?
His back and his hammies are fucked.
Have you ever told the prank on the show?
What prank?
The one the naked.
I told that in me and Paddy's interview.
Did you?
I think Paddy told it. We used to do that all the time.
Did you?
Used to do that with joining rooms. So Paddy and Will Flood would be in one room, me and Cads would be in the other room. They'd phone the receptionist to come and say their telly was broke. And when you could hear him coming in, me and Cads would strip naked and burst through the joining doors and start wrestling each other naked on the bed. The guy did not have a fucking clue.
What about you, Andy? Any times with Rangers or any team actually you enjoy sharing a room with anybody the most?
No, I've always had shite roommates, man, to be honest, because Jason Holt was fucking boring.
Was he bad?
Love wee Holtie, but he was the same.
He
literally was 9 o'clock, lights out, like lights have got to be off, he's got to sleep, and you're just sitting there, man, can't make
any
noise.
That's the worst in the world, innit?
Oh.
I had Paul, do you know, remember Paul Kearney?
He's
funny as fuck, Paul Kearney.
Winger?
I remember Peterhead, I was sleeping at 2:30 in the morning, mate, I could just hear a fucking... He had a noise for the bathroom, and I looked over the bed and I was like, where the fuck's Kearney, man? In the bathroom, mate, he's lying in a bath. Lying in a bath at 2:30 in the morning. I was like, mate, what the fuck's wrong with you, man? So he slept, we both went to sleep at like midnight, turned the lights out, and I woke up at 2:30, so I'm like, he's sleeping, wake up and he's lying in a fucking bath. 2:30 in the morning, fucking roasting.
Did he play for Kilmarnock?
Kilmarnock, Patrick Fisher, what I've a guy a he story. Is, man.
When I was at Bradford, we went on a team night out in Dublin, and that boy Kearney had just came back for a broken leg.
Right.
And we were in that, what's that big famous bar?
Temple Bar.
Temple Bar. We were in that Temple Bar. Bradford team, Kilmarnock team was there. Everyone's steaming. Alan Sheehan, mate, ran up, blitz, and two-footed that Paul Kearney. Didn't even know him at the bar, just thinking he was some randomer. Fight, Kilmarnock, Bradford players, everyone. An absolute royal rumble, mate. And I knew somebody at Kilmarnock at the time. I was talking to him. I went, what the fuck just happened there? So that mess boy Paul Kearney's just back for a broken leg, just started taking this week, and that prick's just went in 2 foot in the bit of bar.
Sheen's is a loose cannon.
Nut job, mate. Nut job.
Okay, what about you?
See, on that, I remember that talking about Christmas dues. Remember Craig Curran, who played with Ross County? He's a fucking screwball, Craig Curran. Supposedly can fight like fuck as well. He shat in his hand and shoot Baird. Do you know John Baird that played the Falcon?
Aye, wee guy.
And they were shat in his hand.
I don't mind that, but we shake somebody's
hand. Bairdie was fucked. They ended up rolling about the Dubliner. So it's always Dublin, mate, isn't it?
Aye.
Well, I know a player, he's been on here, you know him well. If you roomed him, he'd have a certain competition. He'd make you have a certain competition when putting the night before a game. You can imagine what, innit?
Aye, I think so. Is it what I just kind of said?
First day.
Who was it?
You know mate, he's done a live show.
Red Us.
No, do you know who I shared with genuinely said it the first Europa League trip? Was Damian Storovic, and he just creamed himself all night. No, let's see.
Moisturiser
all night.
He hated you as well.
I despised me. Didn't he? I don't know how he get put.
Probably after
me.
That night.
Yeah. And he didn't.
Did you fancy taking some of his moisturiser?
He's dropping hints to you.
You know what's going to do, didn't you? But he didn't. He barely let me move. I must own that room. See if I walked to the toilet.
He'd hate it.
Eyeballs right on me. Just follow me all about the room. And then we went down to lunch and all. We went down to dinner. He was sitting. He made sure he sat right beside me. And see, any time I had food or anything, he would just watch me putting the food into my mouth.
What, just eyeballing
me? Eyeballing me the whole time. He despised me, I think, the big guy.
That's horrendous.
But that way, he just creamed himself all the time. I'm just sitting there, I wish he didn't know.
What about, who did you room with at Hearts?
I don't think we ever stayed anywhere.
What?
What about like Ross County and Inverness or that?
We were in the league at that time.
The Jet?
Maybe Blackie, I don't know, I can't mind. I hate rooming with people.
I'd rather
like rubbish. Being on my own because I like to do my own thing and stuff. And we were young, stupid. Like we would go
young,
away. Did you just go like away games and take Who's got the sweets?
Oh, Paul Caddis, mate. His
like,
room's like a
bags and bags of sweets and crisps and juice and coke. And you're like, wow.
What's Jason Holt like? What would he wear to bed? Boxers? Philly, you said Philly pants, wasn't it?
Boxers, aye.
Philly boxers?
Philly boxers, he I tell you what, though, he's another one that's underrated, mate.
Jason Holt, good player.
Good player. Good
player. I played against him, I thought he was good as well.
We
played the Rangers at Ibrox one night, and Holt was fucking really good. Peterhead, really good.
When I was at Hearts as a kid, sorry, Slaney.
Sorry, anybody.
He was the next kind of big thing coming through. And I remember the agent said to me, do you any good players that's coming through? And Jason Holt was one of them.
I actually think he's Livy's best player. I know Joe, I've just spoken about Joe Newboy, and he's a machine. He's started the season unreal, but I think he's Livy's best player, Holt. I think he's the one player that they kind of.
He never really gets spoken about.
I know, but he's, that is keeps that's it him. Over. That's him. He's like, he does a lot of like underappreciated work, but very, very underrated football player.
You've roomed with his dad as well, Gary.
Oh, big Gaz, aye. I wonder if
you shut the curtains because you can't. Shut the curtains, I can't see your fucking.
Remember the day he was on the bus?
Oh my God! How did we get him to go on
the bus? Doing that or not? Went on the bus, wasn't he?
How did we get him to go on that bus for a?
Crazy. And then he started showing us how you shot people in the army, wasn't it? He just kept them
on the bus.
See, talking about United's doing, how hard is it to recover for you doing like that? We all need to fucking get your boys. Any advice for ever getting your boys back up for it?
See, to be honest, I think you just forget about it. I think that's the only way you get over it. I think you just forget about it. There's no point in doing
it. Do you make them watch it again?
No, because that could scar some people for life.
No, it's done it, isn't it?
I wouldn't mind watching his performance in the Honda game.
That's a 16-0 defeat, you don't it? He scars on a 16-0.
But no, you put that away and you don't watch it ever again, do you?
First leg, 16-0, first leg.
I don't know if I'd make the point.
What is the biggest
game
you've had?
6-0 against Leipzig.
Oh, that was a friendly, wasn't it?
Oh, but mate, it didn't feel like a friendly when you were out there.
Did
not touch the
ball
the full game,
is it? I know, but Marty made you all play standing on your heads, didn't it?
No, that was Warburton.
Was it Warburton?
That was Warbs, aye.
Was he wanting you to try and pop it?
We tried to play at the back and Werner, Kate, and I just pressing it for the front. We're not kicking it long, they're taking half a score. Celtic 5-1 at Parkhead twice.
That must be the worst. That must be a game of that.
And the fans like that, do you? Fuck off.
Aye, but do you know what I would always say for players, right? Always go to the fans still. See, especially away games and that, they paid the hard-earned money to go, just suck it up, just stand in front of them, take the abuse for 30 seconds, but you need to show appreciation for them turning up.
Love that.
You know what I mean?
Well said, Andy Boy, and for the fans again. What about you? So you, I think you've told this before, but you played you at Celtic at Celtic Park, didn't you?
Six with Dundee,
Were you?
And that's one of the only games that I was hiding in.
Were you, mate?
Fucking horrible, mate. Every time you got the ball, it just went, fuck you, took the ball off you. I was one of them though, mate. At Dundee, this guy's funny. At Dundee, mate, I wouldn't play. Like, so see, we played Kelly, fucking Livy, Ross County. I'd be sitting on the bench and then somebody'd get injured. You and just happened by coincidence. Right, you're in.
And you get back
against Celtic, get me like that.
Nah.
Every time you touch the ball, you just take the ball. If you Van Dijk played, it was
but
like.
I always think, right, see for teams that are going to like Celtic Park or Ibrox and that, see if you have one player that hides on the ball, you've no chance. Because it's your only chance. It's your only chance of getting a result.
100%.
You need to be brave.
Not at first, but after it was 4 years, I was like,
I think we've all been to Parkhead or Ibrox and get done 4 or 5.
We get beat 5-1 at Ibrox last year.
Aye.
Hearts.
Did you just get beat 5?
We never lost one game all season by a goal. Every game we lost was by one goal, and then we went to Ibrox and get beat 5-0, and then Celtic Park was 4-1 the one after that. Well, 1-0 after 2 minutes.
2 minutes, that's right, I remember.
See, in that instance, so say the manager's got a game plan, right, and you're 2-0 down, 3-0 down. Do you still keep sticking to it, or does the team need to end the pitch collage?
I remember saying it on the podcast last year. We got stick for going to Ibrox and sitting in. We attacked them for the start. That was your game plan, was to go and have a go.
Yeah.
But they dominated us that much. They forced you back. Naturally, just forced you back. But it wasn't your game plan to go and sit in. But that's
Mike, this is the thing that you've got. It's like someone at Graham Spears would do. Spears, he's trying to get it. Spears.
Did I do that again?
Done that again.
A couple of times, aye. Keevy's went quiet and Keevy's
in. Keevy's and Spearsy, by the way.
I told you, my
Keevy. By Spearsy got added to the group chat after that about Andy, about Robbie. I don't know if Keevy's just put him up to his party, like the
and
whole
the
fucking.
What? And the what?
Spearsy's been added to the stag do chat.
Stag do.
There's no stag do chat. Talk shit. No, the only. Do you know why I'm raising? Because that they'll say a stag do chat, my mates will be thinking, why am I not in a stag do chat? That's
and
what I'm raising.
And Budgie's just come out. Jigs in it. Who get removed that day?
Robbie's in.
Mark Kelly got removed because he kept saying I'll be writing about this in the book. So he's been taking it to chat.
Gordon, what do you call him?
Gordon Duncan's in.
Duncan's in.
Gordon Smith.
He just keeps saying when's what is it, Dazzler getting added?
Roger Hanna's doing the itinerary.
Roger Hanna, what is it?
Gordon Dale's doing the, he's sorting out the stripper.
GMS has asked if there's any libraries in Ibiza.
Gordon Smith's
added. He's got an archery, isn't he? Gordon Smith's added.
But where did that Gordon Smith batter start?
Gordon Smith's what? He says he's getting a, you and him are sharing a single room.
Oh, no, there's no chance of that.
He only wants a laptop and an SFS blazer, he said.
How did that start last year again, the Gordon Smith stuff?
We were going to get him up to the Hydro today.
Because Gordon Smith, so I asked him to come on the Hydro and he said the only way I'll come on is if I can do a 15 minute speech on health and safety, wasn't it? That's where it all started, so we said that's not going to work, Gordon.
He'll get on it. Oh, he can come to
when is the stag?
It's next summer, isn't it?
We need to be next summer, aye.
Next summer, it's going.
No sorted yet.
No, I know, you're the only part of that sorting it. We'll sort it out for you. Boys are on it, aren't they?
What is it that Kevin keeps putting a picture of?
I hate when he keeps doing that, do you? Make us want to do it, aren't they? What is it again?
Talking to your stag, do it. Scotty Allen, seen I wanted to bring him up. We need to get Scotty a club. He's too good to be sitting on his arse in the house.
I read his article today.
Yes,
man. His column. It's quite
good. Did you get a column in the paper today?
It was like an interview done.
It was quite a very good. It was too good an article for it to be Graeme Spears doing it.
What was said?
He was just saying about the fact that obviously his condition he's had with his heart and his diabetes that clubs are unwilling to maybe take a gamble, which is probably true, but at the same time he's trying to get over the fact that he's had that condition his whole career. He's just been diagnosed with it the last kind of few years. So he said that he played 16 games last year for Hibs. This is his first time in 14 years he's been out without a club. There must be somebody sitting in a Ross County Motherwell. They must be looking for something.
Here's a crazy shout. By the way, it shouldn't be crazy. I think he would fit into Hearts really, really well. With that two sort of tens almost, I think it'd be great there because you wouldn't then need to pure rely on Scott Allen tracking back the pitch and getting. He's the one when you get into the positions.
He's played with Hibs,
mate. About to say, he's a Rangers fan at same with Celtic. He played for Dundee United and Dundee. He played for Hibs and he signed for Hearts. Fucking hell, imagine him. You've been the most hated man in Scotland forever.
Brighton Ross is his manager at Hibs, isn't he? But then, I think he played much under Jack Ross.
Nah, he's far too good if I'll play and I'll have a club, mate. Far too
good.
In the Premier Wages, mate.
We'll get a budget.
Love to have him in, but he's a gorgeous, gorgeous boy as well, which we need to be
cut out. He's worth a phone call, mate.
He's what you need. Get him in as a trialist.
Probably not, but still.
Is that a game, a couple of games?
What a shout, just for the fitness.
Just fitness, a couple of games.
I seen that there was I checked the players without a club of days. Xander Clark's still not got a club at North End for us, but that's crazy.
He's the one I thought for Dundee United.
Hearts as well, I've taken over Gordon though. He's not got a club.
Away.
Swear.
Away where?
No, but I mean, as in, why did he leave St Johnstone no having a club, or did he have a club lined up?
Don't know. He's sitting clubless now, mate. Wow.
He's a cracking goalie, that boy.
Who could Aberdeen? Dundee United, fuck.
Dundee United is one I was thinking.
Jack Ross didn't play
with Habs. Xander Clark was at St Johnstone.
Scott Allen.
It's great you're listening.
He thought
about
Hugh Keaton.
It's great you're listening.
Holy.
So Xander Clark, Scott Allen, we need to get him a club. Seemed like too good. Well,
why don't
Scott,
we get two
more?
Get them on. If you want to come on the podcast, sell yourself.
Maybe here's a third one.
Right.
Met him on Saturday. Dylan McGee up, no got a club.
Not interested. Dylan McGee is a
great player, by the way. Cracking player, great boy. He said he's going to come on. We should get them on, and they need to do an addition for us. Aye. The judges.
Aye, so what are you bringing to your team?
Exactly.
No, you.
Or
go.
Me.
Aye.
Pace.
Aye. Are you quick?
You're not bringing really. Pace.
No, I'm meaning we're the judges.
Oh, right, we're
so
the judges.
So we're here, and they need to stand there, and we need to ask them questions, or they need to do something, maybe like in and out cones or something.
Do you know what I think you'd be unbelievable at? Wrestling.
He would be good at that.
Do you know what show I'd love to be on? Naked Attraction.
Would you?
Why? As soon as I got to
see you on Naked Attraction. See when that screen comes down.
Oh, is there an audition for that then? No.
How are you looking at the top?
Unbelievable.
No, I see it.
No, no, no. I wanted to, my celebration when I come back, the touch screen of the heat.
Is that right?
So that'll be the one that reveals the body.
Brilliant. I need to mention Josh Mulligan. I told you.
Gareth Bale, you said, wasn't it?
I said he's like, I watched him Friday for Dundee, best player on the pitch.
Has he? Good. He's
going to top, mate, I'm telling you.
Mate, somebody did write that on Twitter. I saw that. Somebody was reading about him,
Game as fuck, mate.
Centre mid side?
He can play anywhere. Put him in. He's one of them. You put him anywhere, mate, he'll be really good.
Has he been on the Dundee team for a while, or is he just...
That's him just kind of starting this year.
He was at Peterhead.
Was it Peterhead on loan?
Oh, was he?
He just passed the ball, mate.
Oh, I remember you. Oh, jeez,
watched a couple of games and he was good, to be fair.
Watched a couple of training sessions.
Oh, I know, but I've just played a couple of games.
We need to get Scotty Allen in a couple of games. St Mirren beat Ross County. That was a turn up for the books.
That was a shocker.
Would you have predicted that, Kev?
I predicted Ross County would beat them
on your wee podcast. Is that what you did on that wee podcast?
I would predict.
Just copy what we did on the Coop Control and can come up with your own idea now.
Listen, if I get full reins in that show will become massive. You'll be off it straight away.
Oh, he is massive.
See, to be fair, you were disappointing last week.
Was he?
Aye, thought so.
He was disappointed.
Comments were negative, right?
Holy fuss, what, on YouTube?
Yeah.
What comments?
Aye, comments were tough, right? I had to stop reading them because I felt really guilty.
Are you getting a bit? You know, if you're not getting a bit, mate,
you can't handle that type of criticism.
No, I'm all right with that now. I like it.
What's your thoughts on the BAMS giving you bad comments, go?
Couldn't understand how we were talking about one topic and we jumped to another one within the finish the first topic.
Don't worry, you'll not be on it now.
Oh, does he not finish things off now? Oh, that's usual, isn't it? Oh,
exactly, so you need to just be yourself, don't you?
I'm only joking, mate.
I actually played football. See, were you doing that right? See, when I was at Middlesbrough and Tony Mowbray was the manager. I'm not going to name the football player. I was a football player that fucking hated Tony Mowbray, right? See, any time you said they had a team talk before a game and that, see, any time he turned round, the player would just stun like that. For literally 10 seconds, till Morgan turned around again, you've got that.
He done it to somebody else.
Every time, mate.
I've done it a big Malky.
Full team talk.
And it'll be Novels.
I see you did.
First day in. How are you doing, Mr. Nice to meet you, son. Turn around, finger right up behind his head. But a great guy, you know. Just sometimes you get yourself into the club, innit?
Just so the boys like you.
They're laughing at you, you're a clown.
Was that Mackay Stevens was like
that? Exactly what you do. Big talkers, innit?
Big talkers.
And for that, the picture.
Mackay Stevens was like to the ref on Saturday, wasn't he, when he gave that pen? it was a must win for Stephen Robinson, wasn't it?
Aye.
Great goal for Richard Tate.
Great goal by
Mrs. It. Just Jess met her at SWG. No, forget SWG 3, met him at Transmit in the summer.
Oh, aye.
What, did you?
Uh-huh.
They were at SWG 3 as well, though.
I know, but that was like fucking 2 years ago. I'm saying, not that long ago, Just Jess. What a woman she
Lovely
is.
Lovely woman, isn't
she? Woman, aye.
Jess.
But what a finish. She's goal.
Brilliant.
Great finish, mate.
What was it like?
Curl. It was a great, used it to whipped it right in, didn't he?
Where fair? Whereabouts?
Edge of the box.
What side of the box?
Right hand side.
No, left hand side. You didn't watch it.
Post. No, I did actually see a fucking big goat there, but no, listen, brilliant guy and brilliant wife and brilliant.
But that was a that was a massive result, but I talk about like Dundee United will be alright, Ross County, mate. They'll be fine, man. They've been they're so good the first couple of games, but the only thing you look at, last year they conceded a barrel load of goals but scored so many with Charles Cook and Hungbo. This year, they're still conceding the same amount of goals, not had the same level of...
Don't have a Charles Cook a goal at the end of this time.
Which is tough for managers, isn't it? You do well and then you lose two of your best players.
And you lose somebody like Charles Cook. What did he end up scoring last year? 20-odd goals?
I think it was 16.
How do you replace somebody like that with the budget that Ross County's got?
No, exactly.
You're trying...
Do we think the budget's right? But I know what you mean, huh?
I know, tough.
But they started the season poorly last year as well, didn't they, Mark?
I'm sure they went about 10 games out of win last
year. Yeah.
Very, very long. Bit,
Mark McGee was trying to get the job, wasn't he, when he kept losing? He's like, I'm fucking desperate to take over that team.
Choke, man, just see that losing feeling. Love it.
Well, I know you said Ross County will be all right. Well, St Mirren?
I'm still out. The jury's out with St Mirren for me. I don't know what it is. I don't know why I think that, but I'm looking at all the other teams and I think Ross County playing well enough will get points. Dundee United got a good squad, they'll get points. Hibs, Hearts, the usual. Whereas I think St Johnson. St Johnson, St Mirren, whereas with Livy, I think Livy are going to get enough points.
Yeah.
I've heard a joke, mate.
I think
they're
all rather brilliant, let me say.
It's going to be one of the Saints that could do this year.
Oh, when the Saints?
I'm going to train with Livy.
Are you right? Well, you said you'll get an interview with
weeks, mate.
Said you'll get an interview with Scott Brown.
Next week, Bruce said, genuinely.
Is he up?
Is Davey phone, Davey?
Davey
Martindale.
He texted him, didn't he?
Did he text you back?
Aye.
What did he say?
Said he was going to punch
his burner phone to win it. He says he texts back.
On her phone, aye.
Is he coming on?
He's going to come on, aye, but he wants the boys to always to go up and meet him and see the training and do challenges.
I would love to go.
The challenges were brilliant, weren't it?
What is the challenges?
Who knows?
Oh, no, I've actually seen that something to do, something like they've got to do skills in a game or something like that.
Oh, I've seen that. You need to do a trick when you get the ball. What would you do?
Me?
Cruyff.
Cruyff.
You're a Cruyff, aren't you?
Cruyff every time.
Or as a dance, you do.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What would you do, Paul?
That's the only two
I've got. Do you ever do a trick in a game, Kev? Do you ever do a trick in a game?
Nah. The trick was just controlling the ball for me.
Do you know what, right? I don't want to bring it up again, but I'm really looking forward to seeing you in this bounce game tomorrow. You look fresh, you know?
Yeah. I'll tell you the note. I'm one of the greatest players ever who drops a shoulder.
Mate, I seen that the other night. The goal was a fucking shambles, man. But 20 minutes later, you had your arse out in the goal and getting bare-arsed because you lost the game of 2-1.
One clipped my balls.
Sam's clipped his balls, mate.
That pain is never... That was there all night, felt ill because of it.
It's the worst.
I have got one of the greatest drop of shoulders you'll ever see.
You've not really got a trick, have you? It's more just body movement.
Body movement, and then that be... Just by, and
that's why you're so good in bed, isn't it? That's why you're so good in bed. It's the movement.
No, I'm good in bed.
Aye.
I told you, Lenny said we were all doing tricks at the gym. Aiden doing fucking round the world. Lenny's sitting watching us, came up and says, do you know what my best trick is? Being fucking bang average, having £4 million in the bank. Just walked away.
I've heard that Lenny's like very funny, Neil Lenny.
Lenny's fucking top man.
Scotty Allen used to actually tell me he used to slaughter John McGinn all the time. Like every time he had a bad game, he'd be proper on him. You should say to him every week, like, you're not even the best McGinn in your house.
Lenny's patter's good.
He's got a bit.
Signed him for Celtic, didn't he? I tell you how good his fucking patter is.
One of his best ones, weren't it? His best jokes, that.
When I left, he was like, keep being, like, never change, be yourself. Aye, he wants to carry on with that, mate. He loves that, man. He loves Cummings and that, didn't he? At Hibs. That Cummings story last week.
Mate, talking about wrestlers, the cum dog.
What's happening?
What would yours be?
Is he still with her, Cummings?
Aye. Usually be... Instead of come dog, usually come arse, wouldn't it?
What would be your finishing move in the wrestling? What would be your finishing move in the wrestling?
Listen, boys, doggy. I'm really fucking dog with fit,
but doggy, I think yours would be that. That'd be your finishing move.
What would you do? Just get the guy bent down and just absolutely.
Horse.
Get him to tap.
You're not even like that. You've not even got high settings drive anyway, have you?
No. Once a month.
Your passion is just all about football.
I just love it. I just love dropping my shoulder.
When's come dog back? Is that season finishing soon? Because
he'll need to go on that.
Well, is he back here?
No, he's stayed there. They've been holiday
for ages. He's living the life, ain't he?
Or maybe it's just started.
We need to get him back on, finally. Did you? You were not on last week. Did you hear the Cummings story?
He's
not been allowed to come on and express himself after being.
I know.
He'll drop feed indeed, won't
he? He would be brilliant for a podcast, but. The stories you'll have will be very good.
We'll get them on. Right, Aberdeen v Motherwell, Stevie Hamill. What a victory that is, by the
way. Amazing. So happy for Hamill.
Hamill's so a good guy, isn't he?
He is a good guy.
Was he an older pro when you were young?
Absolutely amazing with me. And I mean amazing
with me. He always asks for you when I see him.
I came into the team and I was playing left mid.
It's Gordon Smith, isn't it?
Smudge is in there,
isn't it? Smudge is in. Hatley and Smudge.
I hate, sorry, Simon.
Was it Gordon Smith that wrote Hatley's?
He was a PDF. So, Stevie Hamill was the left back when I went in, I played left wing. He was unbelievable with me. Do you know some senior players can be a bit of fannies or whatever it is? The way he dealt with me on the pitch, after the pitch, and I'm absolutely buzzing they've given him that job, and I hope he does very, very well.
So, just always encouraging it?
Not. Like, even after the pitch, he spoke to you like a.
Asking how you're doing and stuff like that.
It was never false, like, keep on me, man, or anything like that. It was just, like, genuinely as if he cared about you. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Spoke to you like a mate after the pitch. Treated you like a first-team player when you went in. Didn't treat you like a young boy. Just brilliant. And I honestly hope he does really, really well there. Do you talk to him about coaching and that?
I speak to him quite a bit on Instagram. And
how is he with that one?
I'm spot on. Always tries to help you, mate. And really good guy.
I like the idea of he was in at the youth and then coming in because he'll know the best players in the youth, do you know what I mean?
So well, if you're a Motherwell manager, you're going to need to rely on bringing youth through, then you? What better guy to do that?
I think Motherwell's made a good acquisition there in promoting him up for the youth team because obviously he's been at the club as a player for he got a testimonial stuff, so he's been there for who knows how many years, and I remember him being, I would have been the same Scotland 21 team, played loads of games with him, and he's quite a reserve guy, if that's the right kind of way to describe it, and then obviously bringing in Kerzo who he would have played with at Motherwell, Scotland 21s and things like that. Kerzo knows his stuff as well. He's worked with the kids quite a lot. So the two of them obviously got good backgrounds with helping youth. And then obviously when you're watching first team football, you have your own ideas, but they're going to have to rely on you because they're not going to be spending big money bringing in big players. But I think he's got the nucleus of a decent side there. And I think if he gets his stamp on it, I mean, beating Motherwell 3-2 is a great start. That's what, 2 wins out of 3 he's got?
Aye, I think it was a safe bet, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with a safe bet because he's a Motherwell legend, loves the club. Nobody's going to bring to the team. And I was actually very shocked, I've got to be honest. I didn't see that result coming. I thought Aberdeen would carry on for the 4-1 win against St Mirren last week. And I think especially I think the most impressive thing for Motherwell was they've also got that late equaliser against St Johnstone last week and conceded straight away last minute. And then when Aberdeen go 2-1 up after Motherwell being 1-0 up, you're thinking they've crumbled again, but then come back to win 3-2. So
great character, isn't it?
Big character.
Yes. Spittle's a good signing. Yep. Spittle's a very good signing.
Paul McGinn as well,
definitely. Last time we were on Man, we spoke about it a wee bit, but Man United, can it get any worse for Man United now?
Do you know what?
I
know we're bantering that, but like, I find them very, very annoying to watch, mate. Like, it makes me angry, and I don't care about Man U, but it angers me watching them, mate. I've never seen a lazier football team in all my life.
No.
Like, nobody runs. Nobody runs.
This has been going on for the last 10 years, right? If you're not going to give a manager time to try and fix it, they can't fix it in a heartbeat, do you know what I mean? So they're going to have to just stick with this Ten Hag and trust the process. If they don't, they're going to just keep... I mean, we've had Van Gaal, we've had Jose Mourinho, Solskjaer, Ragnic. The best comment of the day was Graeme Souness. He didn't even know who Ralph Ragnic was. I googled him. He's won one cup with Schalke or something. He says he didn't even know who he was, and this is a guy who's coming to the change of fortunes of the world's biggest club.
Yeah.
They're just going to have to trust it. But do you get rid of Ronaldo? Do you just say to him, there's your money, away you go, and start again? But
I'd get rid of Ronaldo.
I don't know why everybody seems to be so obsessed talking about Ronaldo. That, I mean, he would be the least of my worries. Their team, I mean, if you're playing him, he's got fucking Sean Diogo Dalot trying to put balls into him.
You've got who?
Diogo Dalot, the right back. They've got Harry Maguire there. They've got Freddie McTominay. Who, I mean,
I'm
going to say this, and I mean this, and it's... See if Celtic and Rangers signed him, they both of them only play with Celtic Rangers.
No.
And they're meant to beat Man U, try to be challenging for Champions League, Premier League. So you go through that, and then, I mean, Rashford, Ronaldo would be the least of my worries.
But even with Ronaldo, right, he scored 600 goals, they've got the ball wide and didn't put it across in the box for him.
No.
If he gets opportunities, like Slaney says, he will still score goals. But he ain't getting the opportunities that he needs. And everybody, one of them toxic dressing rooms right now, where everybody's blaming everybody else and there'll be small groups whispering behind each other's backs.
But how that team started the season, when last season, every game they never tried, they kept saying that players on the run, and it's majority of the players that started. Yep.
Yeah. Do you know what's one of my favourite ever interviews for a coach though, right? And it reminds me of Man U, where it's like, do you remember when Jose Mourinho did the interview when they were talking about, negative Jose Mourinho, blah, 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 and the guy went, at Chelsea, we were the most attacking team in the league because I had the players for it. I went to Inter Milan and we were a low block because I could have teams play against us for 3 years now when they score a goal. Mm. And Real Madrid were a counter-attacking team because I had the players for it. Man U, right, haven't had a style of play for years, not had one for years. This guy's came in with a style of play, right, that they want to go forward with. But they've no gave him
the players to date.
They've no gave him an open checkbook to try and sign players. The players they want to sign don't even want to sign for him, which says everything. So he's now trying to play a brand of football with boys that like they just can't do it.
He was getting slaughtered. I heard it at the weekend. He was getting slaughtered for playing Ericsson as a false 9 one week and then playing him as a center. But he needs to experiment. He needs to go and try people in different positions.
But I do agree with Gary Neville in the sense that when you know what Brentford are, right, why are you playing a 5'9" centre half?
That was mental.
I know you paid 60 million for him, right, and you want to play him, but I don't think that's a game for it, to be honest with you. He's 5'6". Play him.
Kevin's just trying to get him for your stag, isn't he?
He's only him. I'm putting half his performance to me, man.
You're going to be handcuffed to me, man. What's his name?
See, when it comes to my stag, right, they're getting handcuffed to me. I'll tell you that right now.
I'm
getting handcuffed to Nade for a full day. It's no happening.
That wee guy, seriously. How can you sign a 5'9" in the Premier League?
But that's
unbelievable, though. I mean, they were talking about, supposedly, though, when you look at stats, not right, he was the best aerial. And Holland, but they would probably.
I was against under 13, still,
wasn't it? It was against Holland or not.
It was against
Dutch teams, mate. Dutch teams, the ball's never in there.
Exactly, mate. And they've got 80% of Ajax, so It's different with Man U going out in the Premier League. You look at Man City, the best position, you know, get fucking giants at the back, Ruben Diaz. I mean,
it's time already for Big Sam, innit?
Get Big Sam in.
Big Sam.
What do you think Big Sam would say to Martinez looking at him? Fuck off.
Do you know who would be literally the perfect manager for Man U though? It would be Conte, wouldn't it?
I think Conte doesn't fit Man U a lot of shit.
Conte's the one that I'd think just instantly improves him.
What do you think Sam Allardyce walks in and says, and somebody goes out to him,
right.
here's your centre half.
Yeah, I'll just say that, big man.
You're having a fucking laugh.
Bust it laughing, isn't it?
Oh my God. That'd be fucking
brilliant. What about Redknapp and Neville?
Oh, Redknapp had him.
Didn't he? Redknapp, I'm talking to him.
That was a bit much, though, now.
I know, what the fuck,
fucking
man?
Shut up.
He shakes it for Keane, but he...
Aye, what's he have a go? I fucking love Gary Neville, I think he's
been great.
To be honest, I did agree with what Jamie Redknapp was saying.
100%.
Can I keep blaming the board?
No.
Mate, he spent a billion.
1.3 billion the Glazers have spent. 1.3 billion.
He said that the stadium's not painted. Imagine a player going out the pitch going, fuck me, that's not painted.
Aye.
Mate, you paid a billion.
Imagine, we've got a stadium. So it's falling down.
De Jong doesn't want to sign because they've got a 70,000 seat stadium.
The stadium's unbelievable. Aye. And see this shit, you went like, well, Spurs have got a new amazing training ground pitch. See Big Nuno, he had the same fucking training ground and pitch in stadium. There were dog shit under him.
Aye. The only thing I do agree with the sporting director side.
He's not
the fact that they've no got like a chain of command, that's fucking bullshit, right? But you can't blame the Glazers for the last 10 years when they've spent 1.3 million in the playing squad and every manager has them finishing sixth.
What about Tuchel and Conte as well?
Brilliant managers. See the four, Klopp, Pep and they two, Conte, they had a chance, they all got to Man U and Man U fucked about. So you get what you get in this world. No, but they two are amazing, aren't they?
Do you know what though, right? I've loved them for a long time. Jurgen Klopp's really annoying me now.
Mate, did you see him in the press conference?
Excuses.
Constant excuses.
The woman went, how do you stop a slow start? He put his head down.
Did he?
And went like to by not being slow. And the woman was just shaking me. She was like, no, I'm meaning because you slow start last season, trying to make it better. And they went, excuse me, we played 64 games last season at the end of it. And he's only played one now. But
to be fair, I don't think he's like that with men as well, too, isn't he?
I'm not saying the one, I'm just meaning the point should be slow start. But he just seems to want to argue with somebody, doesn't he?
Are we gonna go watch his game?
Aye.
Right, well done.
I want a quiz question for you. I've not done it in a while.
Right, go for it. What is this, general knowledge?
Aye.
Is it a beep or is it first to answer?
So make it about Switzerland. Keep it on the theme.
On the theme. Do you know
about Switzerland, wee man?
What age was Elvis when he died?
40.
Wrong.
39.
42-year-old.
And Tom Hanks' character took all his dough, didn't he?
Aye. Brilliant. You should watch it. You seen that film?
No.
Amazing, mate.
What's the guy's name, that his manager?
Governor. He's got the governor.
Pollins.
I was going to watch it.
Pollins is his manager.
I started it last night, the Elvis movie.
Oh, how come you never finished it?
Because
ended up blasting.
The kids
ended up blasting.
Because I was all shook up.
Oh, no, man. Wednesday.
You ain't nothing but a house.
Sorry.
No, I want to hear you sing an Elvis song, come on.
I'll keep that for my show. Wednesday, tune in for the proper show.
What time does it go at?
5 o'clock Wednesday.
Who's your big guest this week?
I'll really keep it off because
Benet Broomhill players on this week. They don't deserve to be after yesterday.
No, I think. Listen, I want to talk about team, but I want.
Are we going to hear a bit more coaching for the Kildonan manager, or is it just?
I'm genuinely behind.
Are you going to ask the Kildonan coach any coaching questions now?
What, on the show? No, I've been genuinely.
How's your results been recently?
We are starting up this Saturday. We are back. We've had a disappointing pre-season.
Oh.
Simon was there to witness one of the.
But to be honest, I never even knew. Jude only told me that they had a 12-year-old goal in.
That's good. What's that?
Stenny had a 12-year-old goal in. One of the boys' big brothers.
And he found four goals.
No. Wait a minute.
You've been duped, big man.
Turn into the real show.
I don't know how Jude found that out, mate. I don't know if
you've been on. A 12-year-old goalie.
They had a 12-year-old goal in.
You might be on that show much longer.
The boy was huge. And I was thinking, that goalie's fucking unbelievable.
Can I also put this man under a bit of pressure?
Lisandro Martinez, wasn't it? He was playing off,
wasn't
he? Fucking Dunning. You was at the same.
Open goal Broomhill under 20s are allowed one overage player every week.
Well, mate,
you bottled it the last 3 weeks.
No, I've not. I've joined in training twice last week. That's me now. I'm ready to play.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods
for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.